This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do the show, bitch.
Let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you got it.
As Woodsy would say, get your heads right on a Wednesday morning, everybody, live from the Corona Cave. Up just a little earlier than I usually get up, but that's okay. We've got to pick up the slack for our fallen co-host. Yeah, Woodsy's still under the weather. No, he says he does not have coronavirus, and we'll take him at his word, but we're not even taking any chances. Not letting him come into work until he starts feeling better. So fortunately, I have an able both executive producer and co-host today back at our Intercom Empire Studios, the inimitable Paul Reindl. Paulie, good morning to you. Are you ready to step up a little bit more than you usually even step up today?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm ready to take Woodsy's salary on top of my own salary for today.
It's not going to change your life as much as you think it's going to change your life, unfortunately. But, yeah, you certainly deserve it. Putting some extra work in today. Also, putting together a good show for us coming up here over the next 4 hours until 9 o'clock today as we talk about Padres, talk about the NBA playoffs, have all of our usual segments. And it is Wednesday, which means we're going to play a little has-been ever coming up at 8 o'clock. But we've never tried this without Woods, who is usually the kind of the diabolical sick mind that comes up with the 10 questions to ask me each Wednesday morning. So, Paula, you've had to step in and see if you can get into the mind of our co-host and how he thinks to try to make this segment work. Now, I do believe we may have a special participant later this morning. I'll leave it at that for has been ever, but are you prepared with the questions that you're going to ask me at 8 o'clock today?
I think so. Not nervous. I kind of felt dirty coming up with some of these questions. Because like you said, I try to get in the mind of Woods, which is a dark and scary place to be sometimes. And I'm like, all right, I think I got a good list. And then I'm laying in bed. I'm like, I lean over to my wife and say, hey, what do you think of these? And she goes, I think you guys have done that one. I think you guys have done that one too. And I'm like, oh, God. So I think we got a good list here. I think we're ready to go.
Do you have any update? I did not. I pretty much stayed out of communication with Woods yesterday. Not because I don't care. Well, yeah, mostly I'm just not a very caring person. We all know about that, about me. But I was just really, really busy yesterday. I mean, like, super busy. So busy, I actually felt compelled to tweet about how busy I was, which led to a lot of people, like, with stunned responses.
I would like to get into that here in a minute.
I had a morning, and then when the morning was over, I had my work day where I went down to Petco Park, did TV live before the game, caught a few innings of the game, then went home and did the 11 o'clock news last night. So I was pretty much going from 5 a.m. until 11:30 p.m. last night. So it was a long day, but I also got all those little things that you have to accomplish done. So it was a long one. But before we do any of that, so what is the latest on our on our beloved co-host Stephen Woods. Is he getting better? Is he getting worse? Is he alive? What's the story?
I mean, I don't want to completely speak for him. I think he might be getting worse. I think at least when I talked to him yesterday afternoon, he certainly seemed worse than when I talked to him at 4 a.m. yesterday morning before the show. You know, it's just one of those things. He doesn't think it's coronavirus. I don't think it's coronavirus. But we also don't really know because there's a lot of unknowns with this disease here. So, I don't know if he's going to get tested or not. You know, he's 99.9% sure it was just something that, the preschool crud, I think is what he called it, as, Bo's been going to preschool and can bring that stuff home, but just wasn't feeling great. I asked him, you know, early on, hey, what do you think? Are you going to be here? Meaning, you know, tomorrow, meaning today. And he said, yeah, probably not. It's just not going well. So, I hope we can get him back tomorrow. If not, we should get him back by Friday, but we'll have to wait and see. I did tell him, you know, I said, look, at the end of the day, this isn't the worst time to get sick. I mean, it sucks. During baseball season, this is our favorite time of year. But if you had to get sick during baseball season, I'm not calling these meaningless games, but they're almost meaningless games.
This is kind of the week to do it. This is a week
get your head right for the playoffs.
Of a little rest and readiness. No, that's not what was on tap last night, and we'll discuss last night's loss to the Los Angeles Angels coming up here 4-2. Padres fell. Still have not clinched that 4 seed and home field advantage in the first round. But I can verify that the preschool diseases are very much real. I was an incredibly healthy person pretty much into my 30s, really almost never got sick. And then the kids started going off to school, preschool, kindergarten. And I remember at least once, if not twice a year, getting some sort of illness that felt worse than anything I had ever gotten in my life. Just a string of them for about the last decade. And then the last couple of years as they've gotten older, it's finally kind of diminished a little bit. And I've gone back to being the somewhat regularly healthy person I used to be. But there was a good 10 years of my life that I felt every single year I'm going to come down with something awful and cruddy. Whether it's just a cold, whether it's a flu, whether it was a walking pneumonia one year, there was always something going around. So that's a very real thing that Woodsy's having to deal with now that his kids are going off and spending time with even a few, just a handful of other children in a little preschool pod. It goes around quickly because they're not the best, Paul, about washing their hands or, you know, covering their mouths when they cough, things like that. When you're, you know, two.
Mask on, sucker.
It's, you know what? You know, they're basically all a bunch of little Aubrey Huffs running around, aren't they? 2 and 3 year olds. They're the worst.
A bunch of mask deniers calling us sheep. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll cry and scream and, you know, just like Aubrey Huff. They'll make an absolute scene and make fools of themselves just because they don't want to wear a mask or they don't want to wash their hands or take a bath or anything like that at all. So, Woodsy's in for it for the next few years to be sure. The one thing I don't think he is he's not milking it or faking it.
No,
Woodsy actually
likes this
job and wants to come to work. I really do think it's his favorite thing most days to get to come and talk sports talk radio with the two of us and all the Tier 1 listeners out there. So I do not think that he's just, like, squeezing some extra day off out of this. That's the one thing I can be pretty sure of. I know it's probably rude to talk about him while he is not here, but I also have no doubts that if the shoe was on the other foot, Paul, and I was the one that was sick, or you were the one that was sick,
I'd get killed.
That you'd spend a segment talking about me, or we'd be having to talk about you while you were gone. So let's gossip, let's share and dish, at least this early in the morning, on our little warm-up segment here, our real thoughts about working with Stephen Woods.
Well,
I mean, you've known him about the same amount of time that I have, about 2.5 years now, since we got put together for the show. You probably met him shortly after I met him, right? Did you know him at all before this show?
Let's see. No is the answer. We followed each other on Twitter for about a year, and it took me most of that year to realize, why do I have so much GD Yankees talk on my timeline? And then I realized it's like, oh, this Woods guy likes the Yankees and is always liking or retweeting a tweet. So there it was popping up. No, I literally met him. We started our show. We just talked about this the other day off the air. I believe it was a Wednesday back in 2018. I met him on Tuesday. Didn't know him. Hadn't met him before. It was announced on a Monday. Me and him met on a Tuesday, got some work done, and then the show took off on Wednesday, and the rest was history.
Well, I think we had met only the previous Thursday or something before the show was then announced on a Monday. So, like, this giant, you know, build-up or planning stages or anything that went into the formation of Ben and Woods. But I knew even less about him. I did follow him on Twitter, but I guess I didn't pay attention to his tweets or who was retweeting Yankee stuff into my timeline. I pictured him. I knew he was kind of into sports, but I felt like he was one of those very kind of amateur, didn't know what, you know, he was necessarily talking about, kind of sport fan, you know, you know how so many San Diego music DJs at least try to have to pretend to be sports fans of our local teams and the Padres to do their job? Like, oh, hey, they're doing well this season. We got to be able to, you know, do some rah-rah and whatever just to fire up the city.
I
don't really know anything.
I
kind of thought, oh, well, that's who this guy is. You know, he's been a music DJ on shows that I had never really listened to. And I pictured him as kind of being a, you know, kind of one of those, you know, smaller kind of nerdy music guys. So when I actually met him and found out that, you know, he like plays baseball like twice a week, every week, and is obsessed with baseball, I had no idea about Woods. That was not what I was picturing when I met him for the first time.
Yeah, no, me as well. I remember he DM'd me on Twitter. I'd heard rumors that this might be the direction that the radio station we were at the time might be going with Ben and Woods. Still hadn't had anything confirmed, and all of a sudden I got a DM a couple days earlier, and he goes, hey, we should chat, and he sent me his number. I'm like, all right, I guess this is happening. But yeah, no, I agree. I didn't really know a whole lot about him at the time, and then after really one conversation and hearing his, not just his passion for sports, but his passion for radio, and I think that's evident to anybody that's listened to the show for 5 minutes. You can hear the passion that he has for radio and bits and being funny and creative. We just started talking about, you know, kind of a vision, like a long-term, short-term, all these different ideas for the show. And I'm like, all right, this could be fun. This could be fun.
Okay, you're right for the most part. And he does have a lot of passion, especially for radio and baseball. And when I met him, I realized right away, he knows as much, probably more about baseball than I do, which is great. But at the time, we weren't on the Padres station, and quite frankly, the Padres weren't very good. So I knew that we were going to need to talk about other sports. So when I started delving into his opinions and knowledge on the other sports, I found that he had a functioning knowledge of football. Like, you know, any decent American football fan. He followed pro football, college to a lesser extent, but he could talk about it and he could come up with a good take or two. And then we started getting into the other sports, basketball, golf, you know, tennis. And I go, okay, we're going to have to do a little work here to have discussions on any of these other sports. And to his credit, over the last couple of years, he has put in that work as well. And now I feel pretty good. I mean, remember, when we started, he didn't want to talk golf at all. Now he is one of the biggest golf fans out there. He watches golf on television. He plays golf way more than I ever get to play golf, and I was a college golfer. So he has definitely embraced the rest of sports. He's not just a baseball-only Woods, which is what he was when we met. So
my favorite part of us kind of meeting all together was that first phone call that me and him had. It was in the parking lot of our old place of employment. I'm on the phone with him, and he really early on in the conversation, he goes, look, here's what I think. Here's my long-term goal for the show. No guests. I think interviews are lame. We don't need them unless they're like an elite, top level, A-list guest. We don't need them. No interviews. I want us to just be for 4 hours, wall to wall, just us doing bits and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, Okay, I mean, look, my mentality has never been use interviews as a crutch. I've worked with guys that have done that in the past, and they've had 8 interviews in a 3-hour show because they're not talented enough to fill a segment on their own. That's not the case with us. I like booking interviews because I want to hear this person's perspective. I think they're an expert in a certain area. They might be able to add and, you know, give us something for the show. And I just remember the first time that you were out, I don't remember if you're on vacation or sick or what, and Woods goes, let's get like 4 guests on tomorrow. And I'm like, yeah, what happened to no guests, Woods? Come on, let's go.
I think in the 2.5 years we've been doing the show, we did the one guest list Wednesday or whatever it was that we did?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was terrifying, just the entire 4, are you telling me 4 hours without one single guest to bring in with a different perspective to just kind of change the pace of the show? And it went fine, and we try not to rely on the guests, but I also remember him saying that, and I didn't want to burst his bubble, but I'm thinking, oh, so innocent and sweet Woods with such dreams of revitalizing and changing sports talk radio. It's never going to work. Never going to work, Woodsy. We are going to have guests. We will have guests today. We don't have 8 of them. We got 3 of them, one each hour coming up starting at 6:35 when the Cy Young lefty Randy Jones is going to be with us here on our SDCCU fan hotline. Randy sent out a salty tweet.
Oh, yeah, he did.
That concerned one Fernando Tatis Jr., and I want to get him to explain what he was talking about and talk about the Padres' playoff chances with a guy who has seen as much Padres baseball as anyone over the past 40 years or so. Now, so Randy's going to be with us at 6:35. At 7:35, we're going to bring back Scott Lewis. It's been a while. During the pandemic, we used to have Scott on every single Tuesday, and then we ended up with all these sports to kind of talk about, and we didn't have time to go through some of the issues, but we're still battling this pandemic. We're still talking about what, you know, red tier or purple tier. We're here in San Diego, and he follows it all for the Voice of San Diego, and he's going to get us updated on what's going on to the downtown tailgate lot. They're making a big decision today about the future of what Petco Park's neighborhood is going to look like, and we can talk to Scott Lewis about that. Sports arena, pandemic, all the issues going on in San Diego. That's at 7:35. And then at 8:35, our buddy Eric Pincus from Bleacher Report, who covers the NBA and the Lakers after last night's Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals, will get his look at this team. Still up 2-1, but all of a sudden it is a series with the Denver Nuggets. So we'll talk some hoops at 8:35. All of our guests appearing on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, SDCCU Online and Mobile Banking lets you do banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit sdccu.com. We will, Paulie, though, stick with format. When we come back, open phones, 833-288-0973 if you want to join us. I don't know if last night's game would have inspired any voicemails. It was kind of a dud, at least as far as 2020 Padres games go, and a loss to the Angels. But we'll see if the Hammer Hotline has anything as well. Give us a call next, 833-288-0973. We'll open it up to the Tier 1s and beyond. Getting started on a Wednesday. It's Ben and Paul. Woods still out on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Let's get our first check of traffic right now. Here's Kelly Danick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.